special schus. Rabbi Marinimi Razi Shiyichu, the sus Moshe ben Peshadina, the sus Nechageta Master Chaim Tzvi, Blumedalia Baschanadina, Rachel Basgeula, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Esther, Yosef Ezra ben Esther, they should all have bracha batzlacha b'chol maseidem. Hem b'chol anilvim elehem, we saw Tzadok ben Shulamis, bracha batzlacha b'chol maseid yadav, hu b'chol anilvim elav. Leinishmas maris Esther bas Reb Shmuel, we are continuing our series of shiurim v'inyanei pikuach nefesh al pi toraso hanifla shel hagon Rabbi Issa Yehuda Unterman, zecher tzadik v'bracha, the Rav HaRashi of Medinat Yisrael, and we are now in Ostes Vav in the Shaar Rishon, the Sefer Shevet Mehuda. And the question is it permitted B'Shas Gzeres HaShmad when there is a decree in which we are being forced to transgress our faith, it is a time of religious oppression, is it mutter for one to terminate one's own life out of fear that one will transgress halacha, one will sin with Gilei Arayos, chas v'shalom, shvichus damim, whatever it may be, one will not be able to be omid b'nisayon, one will not be able to withstand the difficult test. So it's a mutter in such an instance for one to end one's own life. So there is a lot of discussion about this in among the poskim, the Beis Yosef, the Bedik HaBayis, and Turi Yerideis, and Kuf Nem Zayin brings two days. If a person is allowed to kill himself, B'Shas HaShmad, one day I hold that it's permitted, and he brings a raya, this opinion. From the Medrash on the Pasuk Vach as Damcha Lenafshusechem Edrosh, I will demand your blood. Yachla filo kechananya Mishael Vazarya, I might think that it's even like Hananya Mishael Vazarya, Chen Yachla filo kishol ben Kish, Talmud Lomar Ach. Meaning Hananya Mishael Vazarya, even though it wasn't exactly Avodah Zarah that they were being told to bow down to, but it looked like it, it didn't look good, so they were willing to go into the furnace. And Shaul ben Kish also took his own life. So you see that in those instances, I might think that it's aser, even in those instances, Talmud Lomar Ach. So that excludes that there's certain instances, for example, Shas HaShmad. Or like Shaul ben Kish, that the enemy was going to capture him, maybe torture him, and there'd be a Chil Hashem. So, when he took his own life, so the Medrash excludes Ach. So you see that in certain instances it's permitted. So that's one pasuk. That's one day. The other day holds, no, the other opinion says, you're not allowed to do that. And not that it says Ach, it's that they're not allowed. Ach is an exclusion, it's excluding. Even Hananya Mishael Vazarya and Shaul ben Kish. You're not allowed to. Einu yachal aragus atzmo. So when Shaul ben Kish did what he did it shelo baratzon chachamim. And Hananya Mishael Vazarya didn't do it to themselves. Other people did it to them. They didn't throw themselves in the furnace. So we have two dais here. Are you allowed to kill oneself B'Shas HaShmad? Afterwards, the Beis Yosef brings it Mais and Naira B'Shas HaShmad Chumana Litzlan, Rachumana Litzlan, that a certain Rav shechted a lot of Jewish babies, children, because he was afraid that they would be forcibly converted and made to transgress the Torah. There was a certain Rav there, and the Rav got very angry at him, and he called him a murderer. And the first Rav didn't care what the other Rav said. And the Rav who protested said that if he's right, the person should be punished by Misa Mishuna. Kachava. And And so it was that he died a very, very grotesque death. He died in a terrible way, the Rav who had killed the children. Even though his intentions were noble, but it wasn't the right thing to do. So brings the Beis Yosef. So what's Pshat in the Machlokes? We have a Gemara in Gittin and Zion that tells us that there were 400 children, Shenishbu Lekolon. They were taken captive, they were going to be violated, they jumped in the sea. So Tosis there the Gemara there asks from the Gemara of Adizara. Excuse me, Tosis. Tosis brings the Gemara of Adizara that Rabbi Chananya ben Shradion said let God take me. One's not allowed to be chovo ba'atzma. One's not allowed to wound oneself. What's pshat? They jumped in the sea to kill themselves. So Tosis offers two teirutz in why it was mutter for these children to do this. Number one, they were afraid of Yisurim, of being tortured, and therefore was mutter. Second teretz, that they knew that when the enemies come, they are going to not only torture them, but they are going to physically violate them in a very impure way, and they won't even be given the choice as to whether to die or not. So in order to prevent the Skilei Arayos, they already took their lives now, because afterwards it wouldn't have been an option. So you see that according to the first Teretz of Tosfos, if a person's afraid of Yisurim that the enemies are going to bring, it's mutter lahakdim v'limsor nafsho biyadayim. It's mutter to go ahead and give one's own life in advance. Second Teretz, it's not le'ipater min Yisurim, but rather because they were going to torture them and then they were going to violate them. So in order to avoid sin, they jumped in the ocean. In the Sefer Shem Gedolim of the Chidah and Marechetz Gedolim, in the Vilna edition, page 64, it says about Rabbi Yehuda ben Arush, the brother and son-in-law of the Balaturim, of Yaakov Balaturim, that Be'ez Sara, he killed himself, his wife, and his mother-in-law. Or maybe they all killed themselves. Anyway, it'd be hard for him to kill himself and then to kill his wife and mother-in-law, who was the wife of Rav Yaakov Balaturim, Chumana Litzlan. That they took their own lives when it was a time of tzara from the Goyim, and it's brought there from the Sefer Yuchsim B'Shem HaMordechi, that when a person is afraid he's not going to be omen to be nisayin, it's a time of religious oppression, and he's not going to withstand the test, so it's motive for him to kill himself. And he brings a raya from this Gemara, Ksubis, that there was a certain launderer that jumped off the roof and killed himself because he wasn't zoche to be at the ashkafta, at the funeral of Rebbe. And a basko came out and said, he's mezumen l'chai olam haba. Like we see in Ksubis. So you see, for a spiritual reason, and he was so distressed that he missed Rebbe's funeral, he did this act. And the Maharmat in his Chedushim to Ksubis, the end of Perek Hanose, He explains that the reason he jumped off the roof was because he was Michal Shabbos. And that was a Ritzui. That was what he wanted to do in order to achieve atonement. So for atonement, according to that, it might be permitted. Basco came out and says, Zechai ben Achai Olam Haba. And so writes Reina Rabbi Tzalel, the author of the Shita Mekubetzes, and so he heard Rabbeinu Kolanimus in Yerushalayim. So you see that there is tzadch, Rechman al-Tzlan, we should never come to this, then one can take one's life to avoid tremendous Yisurim, to avoid doing terrible sins. And the Machmirim would be because the Torah asked for a person to take one's life. Hashem gave one a life, we're not allowed to take it away. It's mefurish in the Yam Shel Shlomo in Perek HaChovel in Siman Nun Tes that if a person is nitpas v'yad ha-goyim, when a person is taken captive by the goyim, he has to suffer all the torture, not allowed to kill himself. If the enemies want to kill him, he can let them kill him, but he has no choice. But to kill himself is prohibited. However, if the situation is that he's afraid that apparently what he means is that through the Yisurim he is going to reveal the hiding place of other Jews, he's going to cause other people to die, as Lashon is Yanuos Val Yehudim Acherim, they're going to torture him about other Jews, apparently to divulge information about them. V'yovdu al yidei zeh kamen nefashos miYisrael. And people are going to be killed because of him. He's afraid that he's going to divulge this information and cause the death of others. It's mutter even to wound himself, even to kill himself, because he's saving other people from death. He brings Ritva, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramatir, Gedolei Tzarfas, the great French rabbis who did so, La Maisa. He says that it's usur, in general, it's usur to kill oneself, even to avoid sin. And we call Shekane to kill children, that they shouldn't become contaminated in the Shmad, because right now they're anus and they're putter. So even if the kids end up serving idols or whatever it may be, they're putter, let them be, don't kill them. What the Yam Shel Shlomo permits is to put the house on fire if there is a time of religious oppression, in order that his whole family should be burnt. And this isn't called Chovel Ba'atzma. Rather, he's being passive, and that's mutter. What's the passivity here? He's burning his house and he's burning himself alive. So what's pshat? Hard to understand this. See, Yam Shel Shlomo. So it could be what he means is that you're only chayv misa when you kill, when the people inside the house are tied up. But if you could run away, you're pater mimisa. If the people could run away, you're pater mimisa if you light their house on fire. So when he lit the house, it wasn't mitzicha because everybody could have run away. And then afterwards they were being passive, it was shei bal tase. It's like somebody shooting an arrow at someone else, and he has a shield in his hand, and he moves the shield aside and he lets the arrow hit him. See, here also, it's the fire was already coming, they just allowed it to hit them. But again, it's a hard Yam Shel Shlomo to understand. So on Kopanim, the bottom line is, as Mipnei HaGzeira, it is usur for one, according to the Yam Shel Shlomo, to give up one's life. We have a pasuk, Achaz Damchel and Avshusecha Medrash, I'm going to demand your blood from you. Now that I kill yourself. We find in the Gemara that it's also to wound oneself, even without killing oneself. Avakam et Sadi Aleph. We find in the Midrashim that Nebuchadnezzar told the Golei Bavel that they should play music before him with their violins, and they cut off the tip of their fingers with their teeth, and they said, Eich nashir shir Hashem al admas nechar, we can't do it. And it looks from Chazal that Chazal are praising them. So in the Yalkut Shimon, the Gira says that he wanted them to play the music in front of him and in front of the Avodah Zarah. So for that they have to die, that we understand. But if it's just the Kavod Nevuchadnezzar, what was the permission to do such a thing? So it could be that since to make a Chabala once Patur Midinei Adam, he's only Chai Midinei Shamayim. So here, in order that they should remember the Avelos and the Churban, they did it for Hashem. Eichlat Shir Hashir Hashem Al Admas Nechar. How can we sing the song of God in a foreign land? So here they did it for Kavod Shamayim. The question is, why is there not onish based in on a maisa that one is chova beguf shelo? If you're chova beguf chavero, you're punished. Why aren't you punished if you're chova beguf shalatzma? A person's called a rasha, chata ala nefesh, he tortured himself like a nazir. Called a chata ala nefesh. So why is there no onish based in? So if one wounds somebody else, he only has to pay. He only gets malchus if the chabalas pachos mishava pruta. But if the nezik is a shava pruta, then he has to pay. And there's a limit in the Torah. Can you not say bo midarshin that he pays mammon? And if you pay mammon, then you don't get malchus. But chovel ba'atzmo. Where there's obviously no mammon, why doesn't he get punished by the Beis Din? So maybe it's because there's no explicit lav, because the pasuk of Lo Yosef is referring to chovo b'chavero, not chovo b'atzma. You're not allowed to give extra wounds. It's talking about chovo b'acherim, lo chovo b'atzma. Not when one wounds himself. And in fact, the lav of being chovo b'chavero is only if one does it in a quarrelsome way. The Rambam writes, derech nitzayon. Nitzayon is ki natsu anashim. He wants to be mitzayra's friend. He wants to cause him pain. Otherwise, there's no avera, daraisa. So, with oneself, there's no nitzayon. You're not in a quarrel with yourself. So it wouldn't be included in the pats and the isser. Somebody rapes a woman, Rachmana Litzlan. There's no din malchus mitaras chovel, even in instances where there's no tashlumei mammon, or there's tashlumei mammon. But even if there's no tashlumei mammon, if there's no payment, for example, ktana was no knas, and ishota shein laboshes. So even though he might be causing a wound, and in Yanei Shabbos, b'ilas b'sula is called a wound, but here it's not derech nitzayon. Also, if someone's chova kadela raposo, in order to heal, it's also not an isser of lo Yosef, because it's not derech nitzayon. If one's make aviv, there he's chayv even shalob derech nitzayon. For that, we have a pasuk. We mechayv him. So now we understand why chovo b'atzmo is pater, because it's not derech nitzayon. This is all but okay at the Kabbalah, but in Tilas Neshama, it's going to be usher to take one's own soul, to take one's own life, even if he's afraid of Yisurim b'shas Hashmad, because Hashem gave him his soul, you're not allowed to take it away. Like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion said, Mutav shiatlena misha natna. The Gemara Darshan's in Sanhedrin, La Rosnim e Shechar. Elusha Oskin Berazu Shalala Mayishtakru. Those who are involved in people's lives, the Sanhedrin, are now to get drunk, because their Rav's name is Razu Shalolam. Razu Shalolam is a person's life. It's a secret. Why is it called it? Why is it a secret? So like the Gemara says that in Miskansu, Kol Malchei Mizrach Umayrav Livro Afilu Yatush Echod Ein Yachol Lahachnes Bo Neshama. If all of the kings of the east and the west came together, they can't even put a soul in one little yatush. They can't put a soul in even one little mosquito. So this is a secret. This is something only God can do. That's an amazing thing. Only Hashem can give a soul, and only Hashem has the right to take away a soul. So therefore, to be chovel ba'atzmo, to the point that one kills oneself, would be forbidden. So you're now let a drink, a strong drink, l'roznim e'shechar. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes, roznim, to say, where is strong drink? Because they're osek barazu shalom. The secret, the great secret of life, of existence. You're now let it take that away. And now Rav Unterman says, "If a Gemara divrei b'shar zeh," and as I finish up my words in this gate, I would like to bring the or sameach. And then the fifth parak of Yisodei HaTorah, that the Rambam says, "Araksa de misane," they have to give up your life for araksa de misane. Is Hataras HaKesher, like it says in the releasing the knot, like it says in the She'iltos in Parshas Va'era, the Shruya Raksa de Misane. So the She'iltos learns Pshat that he's forcing him to bow down and untie his shoe, so it's like he looks like he's being Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Rambam doesn't want to learn this way, that's of his right Avodah Zarah, so he says L'shruye, not L'shnuye, to change, but to L'shruye, to release. It's talking about Shabbos, and this is a mitzvah kalik, because most people don't know that you're chayv on this. And when they see him being matir on Shabbos, someone is undoing a shulais on Shabbos, even though it's usher, but he's not going to be pasul edus, because people don't know that it's usher. Ayin b'Rambam et perek yud beis melchus edus halacha aleph. So therefore the Rambam holds that you're giving up your life if it's a Shas HaShmad for an Aveira. And with this the Or Samech explains that the Rambam doesn't hold that on a Minog, if it's not Mefurish in the Torah, you have to be Moser Atzmo B'Shas Gzeira. Because the Yoshel Rambam, the Rambam holds that a raksa de misane is a malacha on Shabbos. So that's a nice pshat. But the problem is the Rambam in his Maimar Kiddush Hashem has a lashon of l'shnuye, to change a raksa de misane, which sounds like even on a minug, the Jews have a certain type of shulais. And if it's a shas hashmad, if it's time of decrees, you're now allowed to change that. So Rambam's lashon is l'shnuye, not l'shruye, to change, not to release. So that means even menhagim. could be that the Matik changed the Lashon because he wanted to make it shtim, make it fit with the Gemara. And this, that Jews have to be Moser Nefesh, even possibly for a Jewish minug, is dafka if there's a gzeira al Yisrael of atol dasam or mitzvah haTorah. But if the kavan of the goy is lahanas atzman for their own pleasure, then there's no chiv. The Sefer Avodas HaMelech brings rayos mochichos. And he explains the Ran, who says in his Chedushim to this Rav Otis HaMelech, Rav Kurkovsky, who's the uncle of Rav Soloveitchik, he says that the Ran, who says in his Chedushim to Sanhedrin, that from the Lashon of the Rambam it's Muchach, that B'shas HaGzeira, even if it's Miskavin Lanos Atzmoy Hargval Yavor, B'shad is that the Gzeira was Levat El Das, and this particular Anos, this particular Goy, was making this decree for his own pleasure. So, and during the war, and in such an instance, you have to give up your life because it was a gzeira al hadas. And during the war, one of the commanders told a Jew to do malacha on Shabbos, and the Jew refused. He said, "Let me send a guy to do it instead of me. I'll do it on Matzah Shabbos." And this officer got very angry, and he said, "He's going to teach the Jews a lesson that he have to follow the army's rules, and the army is above religion." And he took out his gun and he pointed at the Jew. He says, "If you don't start your work right now, I'm going to kill you." And the Jew was so afraid of dying, he did what he was told to do. And a lot of people got very emotional about this, and some people said he was chayv to be Moser Nefesh, it was Xera Lahavir al Das. But the truth is, it wasn't. Because number one, this wasn't on the Klal, it was on the Yachid. It's not called Xera al Das. And number two, it wasn't a Dabar Kavu, it was a one-time thing. And the fact that he wanted it to be done dafka by this Jew is just to show who's boss. It had nothing to do with the religion. And also all the gzeiros achzarios, all the cruel decrees of the Nazis and the like against the Jews that affected our religion, we're not considered Xeris Hashmat, because even people who didn't keep the religion were forced to do these things. And they wanted to kill and they wanted to torture. They weren't really interested in religion. So therefore one would have been over the Avera and not give up one's life. And Rav Unterman concludes this section. V'shomer amo Yisrael yinkom nikmat dam avadav ובזכות מסירות נפשם של רבבות אלפי ישראל על קדושת שמו יתברך וקדושת תורתו יגלנו גאולה שלמה במהרה בקרוב וישרה שכינתו בתוכנו ויקוים בנו ושב יעקב ושקט ושענן ואין מחריד. אמן ואמן. שלום שלום.